to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Breakfast Bite this Thursday morning, August 22 of 2019, as we build up to the third test at Headingley. Going to be a ripper in Leeds later tonight. Tim Payne has spoken overnight, and he wouldn't give us a starting 11.
I haven't got a team yet. Yeah, we're obviously looking at maybe a bowling change at this stage. But again, we'll get through training today and make, again, the best decision we think is the best combination to win this game.
He did confirm, though, Manus Labuschagne will be the batting replacement for Steve Smith. There's a lot to dissect with Tim Payne's comments. We'll play the rest of his press conference in just a second. Meanwhile, in the footy world, Nathan Buckley gave the green light for Longmuir to head over to the West for a couple of interviews.
He can walk and chew gum at the same time, and you know, he's been excellent for us over the last couple of seasons, and I'm pretty sure that he can manage whatever interest may come from there. He can balance that up with what we need from him, and that when he's here, he'll give absolutely 100% of himself to our campaign.
Justin Longmuir, the favourite for the Freo job at the moment. More from the Pies in a second. They've found a neat loophole which allows Jaden Stevenson to come back a little early. Meanwhile, Trent Cotchin, speaking of coming back, the Tigers skipper will return this week.
Pretty confident, otherwise I wouldn't be putting my hand up to play. You know, I think when you injure something a couple of times throughout the season, there's always going to be a little bit of a mental demon there, but that's where the mental state of your training comes into it. So hopefully I'll hold up and put together a few weeks of footy that starts to get some consistency in the body.
Trent Cotchin speaking yesterday. More to come from the Tigers. Dustin Martin spoke. We'll get through all the rest of the footy news, plus the FFA Cup. Bit of romance back in the air last night.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Don't forget as well, after 6 o'clock this morning, half Scotty and Hasto return with the Breakfast Club. Plenty to dissect as well. Plenty of cricket, plenty of footy. Adam Collins to join us from what will be a very interesting third test. He's on the ground there in the UK at the moment. We'll head to him off the top. The early mail before 7. Dylan Schill from the Essendon Footy Club will be in. It'll be the second last time we speak to him ahead of their first final. Glenn McFarlane from the Herald Sun with all the latest footy news. Then David Hussey, coach of the Melbourne Stars. They've had a couple of neat signings over the last few weeks. We'll talk about those. Plus, he's been over at the Ashes in the UK over the last couple of weeks. We'll get his insight into how the Aussies are tracking. And then 300-plus game veteran Jordan Lewis from the D's calling time on his career. He'll play his last game this weekend. He will chat to us at about 8:20 this morning. Looking forward to catching up with him. Time now, though, for the Breakfast Bite. Andrew Mays with you for the next 20 minutes or so. We'll start with cricket and we'll start with Tim Payne. First of all, how the hell are the Aussies going to fill the Steve Smith gap?
Well, we do it as a team. I think you just touched on his, you know, there's not too many guys, or there's one other that have averaged higher than Steve in Test cricket. So clearly they're huge shoes to fill, and we don't put all that pressure on Marnus. Marnus comes in to play a role in our team, and it's up to everyone else, particularly our senior players, to just make sure we give that little bit more output and cover Steve as best we can.
Tim Payne speaking last night. He was also asked about the next week and what that looks like for Steve Smith.
Yeah, he's disappointed. Obviously, he's also in really good form. He's been playing really well, so he's disappointed not to be playing, but he, along with the rest of our group, understand why he isn't. And in terms of his next week, I'm not too sure. I think he'll probably just slightly build up as the week goes on, and he'll be continually monitored. And, you know, if he keeps progressing well, then I guess he starts batting straight away and full training, and with a view to him playing, I suppose, as quickly as possible if everything goes well. But as we've said, there's a strong sort of medical process in place that Steve's got to tick a lot of boxes to make sure he's ready to go, and our medical staff are then comfortable with him playing.
And let's finish with Tim Payne for the time being. He spoke about the mental effect from that Lord's Test with a number of players being hit on the badge.
No, I don't think so. I think Steve loves batting. I don't think that's going to change. Marnus is strange. He seems to enjoy getting hit on the head. So he's a different kettle of fish altogether. But, yeah, I think it has happened at times. But, you know, I think the guys that have, as I said, Marnus has handled it himself exceptionally. I thought his innings was unbelievable after that happened. And, as I said, Steve Smith's, you know, the best player in the world. He will come back next test, if it's next test or the tour game, and we're expecting, no doubt, it'll be the same old Steve Smith. Yeah, he's a high-quality player, and he'll adapt, as he always has.
More from Tim Payne to come a little later on as well. Jason Roy in a little bit of doubt, too, for the Poms. He was hit in the nets and was a little shaken, so we'll see over the next 24 hours or so how he fares, and will he be named at the toss? So Tim Payne last night confirming that we will see a definite change with Steve Smith, obviously, out and Marnus Labuschagne in. We're just waiting to see if there will be a bowling reshuffle as well. Let's head to the footy world now. We'll start with Nathan Buckley. So as well as giving the green light yesterday for Justin Longmuir, he also spoke about Jaden Stevenson. This is back page of the Herald Sun today, where they've found a nice little loophole. He can play in round 23, even though his suspension, we thought, carried through the entire round.
Yeah, we had a small win this week, and fortuitous that we had a Friday night game this weekend. So Jaden plays in the VFL on Saturday, which gives him a run around, and that will be another progression for him. Yeah, which is something that works in our favour and in his, and gives him probably another step up in a match situation before having to come back a couple of weeks later. It's not AFL level, but it gives him a chance to run around in a match scenario.
So Stevenson will play in the VFL in round 23. Just a bizarre situation. More on that, I'm sure, throughout the morning. Nathan Buckley also gave us an update on Moore and Gully and where they're at the moment.
Dusty completed training, and we'll pick the side this afternoon, but we anticipate that he'll play. Yeah. Because he's playing, it's very important. If he wasn't playing, it's not that important. I think either way, so Geordie's probably in the other boat, and maybe even Geordie's probably the main one that we'll look at, that won't be available this week, but we'll look at in our first final, whatever that is, and Geordie will be able to train up really, really well between now and then, and be cherry ripe. He's a player that comes in really well fresh. For Darcy, I think it's as I said, it's a win-win. For him to be up and about and be able to have a run around is important. But we're not projecting beyond Friday night. We've got to go out and perform on Friday, and Darcy's a part of that. So he hasn't been preparing just to play, he's been preparing to perform. So that's what we expect of him Friday night.
Another injury blow for the Pies that came through late yesterday. Steele Sidebottom out with a ruptured testicle. That's the second in about 6 weeks. The man who did it from North Melbourne, Scott Thompson, will join the Breakfast Club tomorrow ahead of his final game. But Taylor Adams gave us a bit of an update on what is an awkward injury for Steele Sidebottom.
He's had an unusual injury at training today. He's ruptured his testicle, and which requires surgery. So he's going under the knife tonight to fix that up, and obviously won't play on Friday night. I believe he went to smother a ball and, copped a kick in the groin. And, obviously not the ideal outcome. Yeah, you can see him there. It's right after the incident happened. In a lot of pain, obviously. It wouldn't be the most comfortable thing to go through, and you can tell when something affects Steele, because he's pretty tough and keeps most things to himself. But after the training session, he was quite distressed, and obviously the outcome's not ideal for us or for him. But hopefully we get him back first week of finals. He ended up leaving the track and was still in distress. 2 hours after we finished training, so I imagine that the docs and the physios did all their research and come to the conclusion that the injury is worse than we first thought.
Taylor Adams there on Steele's side bottoms injury. His ruptured testicle will keep him out of this week's clash. Hopefully he's back for the finals. Let's head to Tigerland now, where Trent Cotchin should be making his return this weekend against the Brisbane Lions at the MCG. It's going to be a cracker on Sunday. He spoke about facing one of the best young teams in the comp.
It's a good position to be in, the destiny to be in your control, but the reality is we know exactly what's required from our point of view. You know, the boys were fantastic on the weekend, the way they were challenged early and managed to fight their way back into the game, and this weekend will be no different. The Lions have been amazing all year, and we're really excited about the opportunity.
Dustin Martin yesterday launched his own fashion label, but he wasn't giving much away, even though he opened himself up to the media after his catwalk.
You must be thrilled with your footy at the moment. Sensational game on the weekend. Do you feel like you're peaking at the right time?
Yeah, I'm just playing my role for the side and looking forward to another challenge this week against Brisbane.
Your form has really, I guess, turned a page in the last month and a half. Has something changed for you?
Not really, just working hard on the training track.
And I suppose the destiny's in your own hands with a top four finish this weekend against a really informed side in the Lions.
Yeah, as I said, we're just sticking to the process and looking forward to another challenging game this week.
How much are you looking forward to welcoming your mate back, Trent Cotchin, in the midfield?
Yeah, I love him. I can't wait.
Dusty, not giving a lot away yesterday after his fashion label launch. More to come after the break on RSN 927. We'll catch up with the rest of the footy news. More from Tim Payne. We'll head overseas and hear from a number of the leading golfers as we head towards the season-ending tournament at East Lake on the PGA Tour, NRL news from yesterday, FFA Cup from overnight, and a bit of NBL as well.
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Inside, McLaren, no. Metcalf, here's Noon. Outside of the boot, goal. Another one for Melbourne City. Great finish by Craig Noon. And it's two goals to the good for the men in sky blue tonight at Marconi Stadium.
Yeah, 2-1 the final score. Fair to say Adam Peacock from Fox Sports wasn't thrilled with Melbourne City, but they did close it out pretty easily against the Marconi Stallions. Marconi scoring late, but it was comfortable enough. Craig Noon on the score sheet again, which is good news for a man who is going to be a key to Melbourne City's plans this year. Newcastle, meanwhile, beat Edgeworth 5-1. Adelaide United 3-2 over Brisbane Olympic. Next week, a few more A-League teams in action. Western Sydney, Brisbane Roar and the Central Coast Mariners all to play next Wednesday night. So that is a bit of the action last night from the FFA Cup. To the NBL now. LaMelo Ball arrived in Australia and was trotted out for his first training session yesterday. Happy with how things went up at the Hawks.
Yeah, real nice guys. I've got a good chemistry with them already. I feel like everybody is like, they want to win. So it's just all love around here.
The Boomers to play tonight against Team USA as well. That will be fascinating at Marvel Stadium. I wonder how many they'll get in the crowd. To the NRL now, Nathan Brown. Well, he was sacked sensationally a couple of days ago. He's going to coach until the end of the year up at the Newcastle Knights. They are going to play finals, it looks like. And he was asked rather bizarrely what the Knights should be looking for from their next coach.
There's two styles to look at it. Now, obviously, I think every club's dream would be a Craig Bellamy, a Wayne Bennett. You know, where the roster is now, I know someone like Wayne's skill set, who knows what winning looks like. Wayne could go to the Knights tomorrow and he'd make two or three key recruitment decisions. And
well, he's followed you in before.
He has, and he knows what he knows, because the club's in the situation. And he could easily find two or three good players and slot into what he would think he'd need and go well, or obviously Craig Bellamy. But if you're not going for that type of coach there, I believe, and you know, I've said as much to the boss, that a coach that's come from a system that develops players well, that's important for Newcastle, because younger players that need coaching and need to be turned into good players or helped get the fundamentals right, it's really important for a Newcastle side, I believe, because of the junior talent there. So whichever coach comes in, I'm sure he'll have a good skill set in that way, because that suits the Newcastle way.
Nathan Brown speaking last night. The Knights can go a fair way as well this season. Wouldn't it be remarkable if he took them towards the pointy end in September? To Brad Arthur now, speaking of top four aspirations, Parramatta certainly have those, and he was speaking yesterday outside their training base.
I hope, you know, each of the individuals have got a burning desire to obviously, number one, play well, number two, play finals and finish as high as we can. I was cranky about it, but I think they were more disillusioned and upset with, you know, some back chat and some error, some penalties that we just don't give away. You know, like you don't lose good habits overnight, and we've had really good habits this year. We're the least penalised team up until last week, you know, and we gave away 12 penalties. It just wasn't good.
So Parramatta currently sitting sixth on the table. They are equal fourth, only separated from Manly and South Sydney on points differentials. So they'll be looking to pile it on as they take the field tonight in Thursday night football against Canterbury. Meanwhile, the Melbourne Storm play on Sunday against the Gold Coast Titans at Amy Park. Not that they need it, but this should be a bit of a percentage booster with their points differential currently 277. Well clear of the Roosters. They're also two games clear at the top of the table, but they'll be keen to bounce back. A lot of criticism this week about Cameron Smith. Christian Welch, who's, of course, injured at the moment after doing his ACL, spoke last night on Fox Sports about that criticism.
Yeah, it's really tough to see, to be honest. It's really frustrating because you go into the club every week with Cameron and see the type of guy he is, and it just happens every year. It used to be when he was playing Origin, and now it's around finals time. We just, you know, we love bashing Cameron Smith, and it's really disappointing for me to, you know, Cameron Smith is one of the great ambassadors of our game. He's done everything, and he's respectful and humble, and just seeing the way he's treated in the press, I know it sells papers, but it's really frustrating for me as a teammate of his to see how he's treated. And, you know, some things people don't talk about is, you know, he's the last one on the bus. He's always got a time for every fan. It doesn't have to be a Storm fan, opposition fans. And last one there, signing jerseys, smiling for photos. So, yeah, it's really disappointing. I think it's easy to kind of bash Cameron Smith these days, and it's pretty disappointing.
To the golfing world now, where the top players in the world are heating up for the last tournament of the season. We'll check in with Justin Rose here on defending his championship from last year.
Yeah, I think it's handy if you like East Lake, right? It's obviously it's the final event of the season. There's so much on the line. So to be back at a golf course that you enjoy, I think, is exciting for sure. It's a great golf course. It's one I really, really enjoy playing. It's a golf course that I think is brilliant for this final event of the year. It doesn't suit anybody. It suits everybody. Anybody can win on this golf course. You don't have to be a long hitter or a short hitter. You know, you've got to hit fairways and you've got to hit quality shots into the greens. And the green complexes are here as good as anywhere. So great golf course for us all. And, like you said, I've had some good weeks here and really excited about getting the week underway.
And what about Brooks Koepka? He has his eyes on winning at East Lake.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal every time you start the year off is you want to make it to East Lake. I think that's everybody's goal that plays on tour, and you know, to have a chance here this week is important. It's what just shows how consistent I've been all year, and I'm looking forward to teeing it up this week. You know, finally found some rhythm, playing a lot better than I have the last few weeks. I was playing terrible there. But found something, so really looking forward to it.
Let's finish with Rory McIlroy. He's getting his inspiration from a bit of a different source. 15 mil on the line this weekend.
I was listening to music on the way here, and it was a J. Cole song called Middle Child. And it talked about him. It talks in the lyrics about him having money, but what does it mean if you can't, you know, talks about like flying first class, but what does it mean if you can't have the people that you want with you flying the same way or whatever it is. So I think that's one of the luxuries of having money, is that you can help others that you love, and you can share it around, and you know, it doesn't all just have to be about you. You know, that's the cool thing.
Swing some over here, please, Rory, if you do get up this weekend. Let's finish with the latest from the cricket and the footy world. As you heard off the top, Tim Payne speaking overnight, not certain on the 11 that will take the field against the English in the third test. Yet one confirmed change. Labuschagne will come in for Steve Smith. Not sure about the bowlers. He was asked about Pat Cummins' body thus far.
He's pretty good. Yeah, no complaints from him so far. I think he's, in the last sort of 12 to 18 months, his body's really matured and he can handle a really big workload. And, you know, not only do you see a high level of skill from Pat all the time, but he's highly competitive as well. So he's a great weapon for us, and someone that we certainly need to look after. But at this stage, he's handling the workload really well, and, He's a super professional in the way he prepares himself, the way he looks after his body. So at the moment, he's going really well.
And what about Jofra Archer? Tim Payne asked about the main threat from the Poms.
Yeah, I think you're always preparing for the next game and what you think you're going to face. So yeah, obviously we copped some short pitch bowling. I think guys prepared for it last week, but it's another thing facing it. And yeah, guys, as I touched on yesterday, guys have got plans in place and we've prepared really well for it. It's now about going out and executing it. And you know, we think the Lord's wicket was quite a difficult one to face short pitch bowling on.
Now time for the rest of the footy news as we lead you up towards 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning. We'll start with Leon Cameron. He was asked about the Nick Haynes-Marcus Bontempelli controversy yesterday, but wasn't too phased.
It is what it is, and you move on. And we've moved on as a footy club over the last 24, 48 hours, and we look forward to having a really good, hard, competitive hit out on Saturday night. I think, things are going to happen in the game of footy. We all understand that. They happen with split-second decisions, and that was a split-second decision.
What about Alistair Clarkson speaking to Stephen Cornelio? What were his thoughts there?
It's a disappointing part to the AFL system because you're actually in season. But equally, I think there's pretty much no other way. And so you look at it and say, do you want your players, your own players, talking to someone else? Probably not. But as I said, you've probably got to be pretty naive to say that all 18 clubs aren't doing it.
What about Leon Cameron here on the Giants form at the moment as we head towards September?
As you come towards the pointy end of the season, you want to play some really good footy. You want to take some form into the back end. We'd been in some terrific form in that first half of the year, and we've probably just dropped away a little bit. But the last 2 weeks we dropped away pretty significantly, and it was disappointing. And part of that is, you know, we want our fans to keep rocking up and seeing a really good side tackle every weekend head on, and we feel as though we've done that, especially the last 4 years, you know, and you know, every side's going to have a couple of bad performances. It didn't sit well with us because it was back to back. We've addressed that in our review on Tuesday. Our players are disappointing, but equally they understand there's opportunity, and it is important to get back on track this weekend. And we understand it's a big task, and we've got to make sure we find the confidence levels in our players that was there 6, 8, 10 weeks ago, because once, you know, clearly we get that, we get a side that's really competitive and looks forward to playing anyway.
Sticking with the Giants, Jeremy Cameron here speaking about Ben Brown and the Coleman medal after Big Ben Brown kicked 10 last week.
As a kid, you grow up, and I didn't get into footy until late. I always watched it though, and I just love watching the key forwards, particularly like Lloydie and these guys, kick bags of, you know, 10 plus goals. And you know, I couldn't help but sit there and be a supporter throughout that. And it, like I said, it doesn't happen very often at all. And to see a key forward kick 10 in the modern game is pretty extraordinary. I think one of the boys mentioned he plays before us, so someone will probably mention it. I'm sure they steer me up all the time. But no one's allowed to have phones in the change room. So, to be honest, we need to turn around our form as a team. So, you know, it's good to have a bit of a laugh about it and carry on in the change rooms. But at the same time, we need to win this week. So, you know, and we can't take Gold Coast too lightly. It's their last game this year, and they'll come out firing. So, as a group, we need to improve on that as well.
Well, let's head to Bashir Hulig now. He's a little uncertain about his future at the Tigers.
Yeah, it's a good question, to be quite honest. I personally don't know where it's at. I thought it would have been done a few weeks ago. Does it play in my mind? It does a little bit, because everyone wants to know what they're doing next year.
Just about playing his career best footy as well, Bashir Hulig. His future's still up in the air at Richmond. Meanwhile, Luke Hodge, he says the Lions can play tough footy during this September final series.
Really, you finish a finals game of football and you think, oh, that was pretty, because it's normally in the top eight are two very good defensive teams, and it's about who's going to win the battle and who's going to break first.
That's it for the Breakfast Bite on this Thursday morning. Hopefully you're up to date with everything that has happened in the world of sport. Now to dissect it over the next 2.5 hours. Strap yourselves in. Half what is off or on the bench, unfortunately, Scotty Gullen has come in again. And John Hastings to take you through your Thursday. Lots to come. Dylan Shield, Jordan Lewis, Dave Hussey, Glenn McFarlane, the early mail, and Adam Collins over on the ground in the UK. Lots to get through. Stick around on RSN 927.